Would you like to learn how to write Kindle books faster? Let me restate this. Would you like to write books in general completely faster than what you're doing right now? I'm going to give you some insights, tips, and secrets that have worked for me and many others in this self-publishing business. So make sure that you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Findaway Voices, the audiobook distributors reaching over 30 different audiobook platforms. And this includes Audible, Apple, Google, Hoopla, and so much more. For those of you that are on a tight budget, listen, folks, you got to consider their latest feature in the Voices Share program. You get to produce your audiobook for half the price in exchange for sharing 20%, that's right, only 20% of your royalties with the narrator. When starting a new project, you'll see the Voices Share option and the application form. Review narrators, see cost estimates, and get auditions for your project at no extra cost. Sign up today at findawayvoices.com/Dale. And folks, I know it seems like it's a sponsor spot. Like, you know, okay, Dale's kind of reading from a script and such. I'm going to tell you, folks, after the past few weeks of working with Findaway Voices and actually utilizing their platform, I am a big, big, big fan. I love a lot of it. You would be doing yourself and your potential readers a big disservice if you don't at least consider taking your audiobooks over there. We'll be covering this, I'm sure, sometime in the near future here on the podcast and even over on the YouTube channel, so make sure that you're following each on there. So, writing books. Oh, man. I want to kind of address the problem. We always kind of started out this way, the problem. The problem is we want to get more done a lot quicker, okay? But we got to address that there are certain types, different types of people. And the different types of people, we got, first of all, there's the pantsers versus the plotters. Pantsers are the people that like to write by the seat of their pants. They just kind of like to kind of just, they just love doing it. Then there's the plotters. They're the ones who are going to go ahead and do A, B, C, all the way to Z. They want everything in perfect order. Who's right? It's all subjective. I'm a little bit of both. You know, I'm kind of a plantser, or maybe you call me a plantser. I'm not really sure how that goes. I'm a good mixture of both of those. I find that I'm a better pantser when it comes to fiction work, but I'm a better plotter when it comes to nonfiction work. So in any event, for whatever it is that works for you, stick with it. You may want to test out from time to time. If you're a new writer, you may not know that until probably about 4 or 5 books in, and that's okay. There's the other types. Now we're going to go ahead and break it down by the types, like the niches, if you will, of pantsers and plotters. There are the typers, the writers, the voice dictators. Oh my. Now it sounds, voice dictators kind of sounds like it's, you know, someone who's controlling a government of some sort, but it's nothing like that. It's the person who typically does voice dictation. It just sounds funnier when I say typers, writers, and voice dictators. So there's those three types. Where do you fall on that spectrum? Are you the type of person that can just type things out? Because see, I was taught back in high school, touch typing. That was actually a class and I aced it, of course. And to this day, I'm glad it serves me really well. And we'll talk a little bit more about typing here in a little bit. I used to be a big writer. In fact, I have just this nasty callus on my middle finger here now. And that was from years ago, just pressing down so hard on the pencils and writing page after page after page of short stories and books when I was a kid. So there's those three types. Okay, so I want to kind of get this one out the way here, folks. This podcast is not about publishing fast. It's about writing fast. So if you're thinking that I'm telling you to churn out, you know, hammered garbage, you got another thing coming. The whole point of writing fast is to finish the first draft. I think a lot of people spend far too much time getting hung up on the first draft. Because here's the thing, the hardest work is ahead of you as soon as you're done with that first draft, because you're going to have numerous edits. You're going to have to go through proofreading. You're going to have to go through formatting. And then you got to go through a pre-launch sequence, and then you're going to launch. Let's not put all that stuff right now. We're just talking about writing, okay? Get that first draft done. A good friend of mine, Martin McConnell, actually put it pretty darn good when he said, finish the damn book. That's the name of his book, by the way. Look it up. It's a great read, very inspirational, motivational. And at any rate, that's one of the things that Martin talks about, is don't get hung up on some of these details. Just get that first draft out the way. Some of these tips, by the way, I lifted directly from Martin. Thank you very much, Martin. I appreciate it. But here are a few best practices I'm going to kind of give you here. We're going to start out with tip number one, know your audience. Okay, know your audience, because otherwise you go into this, it's going to be like me in my first book. My first book, I was writing fitness for everybody. And that's impossible. That is virtually impossible. You cannot give the same fitness advice to a teenager that you would a senior citizen. And, you know, it's just crazy. And see, now you can see how crazy that is. It's going to be tougher when you're doing fiction work. Just know that you need to know your audience before you start writing anything. That way, when you know them, you'll know exactly what to deliver them and what not to deliver to them. And this will get it to where your process is going to be much, much, much faster. So, tip number two, the brain dump or the mind map. All right, so some people say the brain dump, and it always kind of brings up and conjures up images that are pretty gruesome for me. I try to say mind map. Either way, what you're going to do is put everything down on a piece of paper or a virtual document of some sort to where you get every idea that you have out. Now, nonfiction, you can probably throw it out in just about any order that you wish, because you're going to go and reorganize it. Fiction, you may want to kind of at least, okay, where am I starting and where am I ending? And then from there, brain dump in between. So this is going to segue perfectly over into the next tip. Outline it. Outline your topic. And I get some people that probably the pantsers are going to lose their minds. They're like, oh, I got to outline things. It's going to give you the path of least resistance. You're going to be able to know what your destination is if you have every milestone marked to knowing, okay, I'm going to be doing this right here. I'm going to be doing this right here, and then next this, and then next this, and this last. If you have this all mapped out, it's going to give you a good skeletal work that you can work between. Because here's the deal. If you want to be pumping out 1,000 words per day, up to 10,000 words per day, you're going to need to have that outline. Because otherwise, if you just got this rough idea, it's going to seem like you're typing forever, especially if you're shooting for, say, 1,000 words per day, and you're not a fast typer. Oh my gosh. You know, at least if you have everything mapped out, you'll be able to kind of know in your head, okay, I'm probably going to go ahead and I'm going to do about 1,000 to 2,000 words in this chapter. And then like in chapter two, you know, something happens here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to add in even more right here. So we're going to do about 3,000 to 4,000 words. So this outline is the roadmap. Now, if you deviate from it every now and then, that's okay. It's all right. Don't get too hung up. An outline isn't necessarily rigid guidelines. These are not rules. You know, these are just guidelines, some things that can be bent. And it's not like you're going to be beating yourself up if you're like, oh man, I came up 500 words short on chapter two. No, if you're doing your best job and producing some good quality content, I wouldn't worry about it. Just keep pushing forward. And that just is going to get me to the next tip, which is etch out time every day. This is tip number four. You gotta stay consistent. And a lot of you think I'm probably insane when I say, if you want to get good at writing, if you want to write upwards of 10,000 words per day, and it is very, very possible, then you're going to have to practice. And I'm going to tell you, most of you might get off this podcasting and try to do 10,000 words. You're going to be like, oh yeah. And then like after an hour, you're going to notice, oh my gosh, I just typed 500 words. What happened here? Well, okay, this is like showing up on a basketball court and somebody handing you a basketball for the first time. Do you think you're going to go and start slam dunking on things? Do you think you're going to be able to get that three-point line? Do you think you're going to be able to do that granny shot and get it on in there? Probably not. Okay, you're going to need to understand it's going to suck at first. And the more that you practice it on a daily, consistent basis, the better you get. I'm going to tell you that I took probably easily a year off of actually writing content. Before I took it off, I would say I was easily cranking out 2,000 to 3,000 words per hour. I was just boom, 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 boom. Came back to it about a couple months ago. It was probably about 1,000 to 1,500. Why? Because I got out of the practice of it. And you're going to need to do the same thing as well. Get good on doing it daily. You're going to need to etch out a time every day. Set some daily goals for yourself. It could be, I'm going to spend a half hour every day at X time. And I'm going to do it this way. If you can get a word count goal, that's awesome as well. Get the word count goal. You know, there's one thing I would really recommend to you. When you do your work every day, there's no need to rehash previous content. Just, this is a way to kind of keep anything fresh in your memory if you're doing it every day. If you're taking a day off, the problem is you're going to probably come back to it and be like, what did I write? And the next thing you know, you're editing your first draft, which you shouldn't be doing. All right, so I'm going to get a little bit of pushback on this one because I know he's listening to this podcast. He's a good friend of mine. Tip number 5, don't stop for anything. And this is where it segues into, I'm going to shout out my boy, Michael LaRon of Author Level Up, as well as my former coaching student, Kevin Barry McGuire. They're the types of writers that will write it and then come back the next day and then edit what they did and then keep writing forward. To me, I think it's best to keep pushing forward. Now, in their defense, this is something that works for them. If you find that it works for you, that's great. Just start to implement that and understand that's extra work you're going to be putting in front of you every day. Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and edit the last 2 pages in order to kind of pick up where I left off. So is there anything wrong with what they're doing? No. I just prefer, this is what I recommend to you, is keep writing. Keep writing every day. That way you don't keep looking back, because everything else can be hashed out in your first edits. You can go through and fix some of those things. You can do it in some of the small rewrites that you're going through. It's okay. You know, nothing's permanent. Okay. This isn't a tattoo, folks. You're not tattooing it into your skin. Okay. So you can get some things wrong on your first draft. You can have plot holes in your fiction story. You can have missing cited sources in your nonfiction book. It's not going to be published right away. And those of you who are doing first draft and publishing it right away, what are you doing? Seriously? First draft should never be published right away. So I've got one more big tip before we start to kind of wrap up today's podcast. Because I told you a little bit about, you know, how to write these books fast. And I told you, writing 10,000 words a day. And I'll admit to you, I did 10,000 words a day at one point, and it was insane. My brain was mush. I've got so much willpower in my tank that by the time I was done with it, I was done. That was it. Fried out. Finished. It probably took me about, I would say, this was back when I was able to do probably 3 to 4 hours. But as soon as I was done, I was just exhausted. So, you know, don't overdo it, folks. At any rate, let's go ahead. Before the one big tip here, I want to kind of give a quick plug. Every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, that's Universal Time Coordinated -4, we're going to be starting live broadcast. That's September 21st on YouTube. You can visit any of the live streams at dillinks.com/live on YouTube. And that's starting the week after next. And if you're listening to this on the podcast when it airs on Monday, most likely it's going to be that coming week. And starting Monday, September 16th, every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, we're going to be having the podcast recordings on twitch.tv/self-published. So if you'd want to get a jump start on what I'll be airing the very next week, that stuff that's going to be shooting out to SoundCloud, over to iHeartRadio, to Stitcher, to Apple Podcasts, to Google Play Podcasts, oh my gosh, Messy Podcast. There's so many. It feeds out there. You can actually see it all firsthand when you visit over at twitch.tv/self-publish. And you can actually follow me over there. Twitch is kind of a different version of YouTube. It's a little bit more laid back. It's more live format oriented, and we can kind of get to know each other. We get to kind of chat. If you just hit that follow and turn notifications on, you'll be able to see when I go live every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, or subscribe for free with the Amazon Prime membership. If you already have Amazon Prime, here's a really cool way to help support the podcast is just subscribe. And believe it or not, that's like a $5 value that gets kicked over towards the podcast. You want more details about that and how to set up a Twitch account and what it's all about? Go over to dalelinks.com/Twitch101. It's going to kind of give you Twitch 101. We're going to take you from the basics here. Learn how to navigate and use Twitch. What are bits and how you can kind of contribute those? What's the deal with the subscription and follow? I mean, what's the deal with that? So, all right. Any rate, now time for the bonus tip. And inside the bonus tip today, folks, we're going to kind of look at, first of all, knowing your strengths and playing to them. You hear me say this quite a bit. I say, know your strengths and play to them. I think you know what you're good at. If you don't know what you're good at, get your three best friends and tell them, okay, look, man, what am I terrible at? Get them to kind of lay it on the line. You know, I talk too much. I know I talk too much. There's a good reason why I've got a YouTube channel and a podcast. But in the same instance, we can flip that into a strength and actually go and produce more content that way. So think about your strengths and think about your weaknesses. Get those friends and family kind of tell you like it is. So here's the deal. Remember how I told you there is three types of people? We got the typers, we got the writers, we got the voice dictators. A tip for typists. Practice. Practice makes perfect. If you are one of those people that chicken peck your way through a manuscript, great. I got a friend, I swear to you, I think he blazes 500 words per minute the way he does. Like, I'm like, good Lord, man, how are you doing that with just your index fingers? You can get lessons online, by the way, for this, folks. I learned touch typing when I was back in high school, and that has at least carried over all these years, and I've kept practicing it. And I can remember back in the days, this is where the old electronic typewriters, like clunk, 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 they would just make these just loud things. So we had this entire schoolroom back in Attica, Ohio, Seneca East High School. And I think it was Miss Nagel was her name. And Miss Nagel used to be at the front of the classroom, and she would say the script out loud, and we'd have to type along, and it was just amazing. It sounded like almost like a music band, you know? She'd be F space K space F space K space F, and she would take a deep breath, and I'd be like, what happened to F? What happened to F? And I would just be completely thrown off. But the nice thing is it kind of got the muscle memory, and I was able to do that typing. There's so many things online and free programs you can utilize. I highly recommend. Take advantage of it. If there was anything that I would say to you is typing, go with it. But I feel really, really good about that. And the police officer that just, you know, rang his little siren outside as well felt good about typing. So take his word for it. All right. So the next thing for those of you that are writers, now you just legitimately, you got pen or paper, pen and paper, you got pencils. Doesn't matter. You need to at least buy notepads and pencils. Have that stuff ready. And get it to where it's off the side. You need to probably get like three notepads full so that way you can continue to write. If you are a writer, please avoid that whole trapping of writing something, tearing out the page, and throwing it away. Just cross it out and continue to write, because otherwise you're going to have this mangled, dog-eared looking, you know, manuscript when it's all set. You want to make sure it's good and clean, because eventually you're going to be handing this off to somebody, like a transcription of some sort, that's going to type that out for you. Because obviously if you're writing, chances are pretty likely you're really good at writing, but you're probably not so good at typing. So you're going to want to make sure that you get it to somebody and it's not too beat up. And make sure your handwriting isn't all jacked up, because you're going to be, you know, beating up this poor transcriptionist that's trying to figure out if you said peanut butter sandwich, or you wrote peanut butter sandwich, or if it actually says Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay. So in any event, that's a tip for you writers out there. Now, the next thing is, if you're a good talker, now see, I've actually tried this before. I've done a few books with voice dictation. A lot of you traditional authors out there are like, that's not writing, that's voice dictation. Good editing can flush that stuff out in the end. Argue with me all you want to, but I've actually made a substantial income from books that I've actually voice dictated. So there you go. And so a tip for talkers, get good recording software. I've actually communicated with a number of transcriptionists in various walks, and they say one of the biggest problems and the biggest headaches they have is people sending in like this audio that's horrible. You know, that they're
in peanut butter.
Get a good recording device. Now, I've actually used my iPhone and a Rode SmartLav Plus to do some voice dictation. I'm recording this podcast with the Rode NT1A. These are a little bit more pricey options. Just get it and record it. And what I would recommend is maybe test out the waters, like do 5 minutes. Send it to a transcriptionist and say, is this legible enough? Is this going to be a lot of work for you? You're going to find that sometimes transcriptionists will even tell you the type of software that might be the best, so that way they can hear you loud and clear. When you are doing any kind of voice dictation, go slow. Take your time. Don't rush through it. Enunciate. You got to speak clearly. So that way there's no ambiguity about it. And when you get your transcription back, all you got to worry about is some editing and getting everything put in order instead of getting a transcription 5 months later because they had to take a 30 minute, you know, video or audio and are like, I don't know. And they're trying to figure things out. Okay. Remove all that. Get good software. Get good hardware. Record it. Speak slow. And enunciate. It's so important that you do that. Now remember that all of these tips that I gave from before, know your audience, brain dump or mind map, outline your topic, etch out time every day, don't stop for anything. All of these things, okay, they all apply to each of these three philosophies. And by the way, for those of you that are good talkers, I just want to kind of put this one out there. You can actually get a great transcription. I actually use them for my YouTube channel from time to time with Rev. And Rev does phenomenal work. You can actually get $10 off your first order of transcriptions through Rev if you just go over to dalelinks.com/RevCoupon. Again, that's dalelinks.com/RevCoupon. I'll put that inside the podcast notes so you can go check that out. It's definitely worth it. $10, I'll tell you right now, it's going to pay for about 10 minutes of content. And if you're a good speaker and you can, you know, crank out a good amount of, you know, in 10 minutes, chances are likely you'll probably get about, I would say, 300 words within 10 minutes. If you speak nice and slow, possibly more, probably closer to 800 if you speak as fast as I do. Well, so folks, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to kind of give a big call to action. Please, please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Do me a huge favor. There's 7 lonely reviews over on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. It would be so great of you. And whatever the platform that you might be on, do is there. So if you're over there listening to me on iHeartRadio or on SoundCloud, hit that follow. Drop a review. Share it with somebody. Sharing's caring. I definitely would love to know that you're out there. I want to give a big shout out and a big thanks to sponsors for Self-Publishing with Dale and Findaway Voices. Please, folks, set up your audiobook distribution platform account through Findaway Voices at findawayvoices.com/Dale. In the meantime, and in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will catch you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.